Beach bodies happen in the winter.
That's what they tell me at Equinox every time.
I don't get it.
You know what also happens in the winter?
Winter bodies.
Yes. Yeah. Sitting on my couch and eating a lot.
Yeah. Just a bunch of stouts.
Oh, yeah.
Sipping on Sondheim while belting a Bordeaux, pairing the best wine and picking the next show. Here Broadway guests end up acting like loons. This you can find here on Tennyson Tunes. When Ben Bradley cries, when the vine dies, whether June's or moon, I simply turn to my favorite things, and they are okay.
Welcome to Tannins and Tunes. I'm Jessica.
I'm Jimmy. December 24th, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hi, friends and hi, moms.
Hi, friends. Hi, moms.
Hi. That was you had your scarf on,
I have
too.
My Mark scarf on.
Fully in costume.
Ready.
Yes. He is in costume,
I have my Mark scarf. I have, like, an angel, like, Santa hat on.
You're in full drag. I'm in full drag. Yeah, you look amazing.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
So, friends and moms, we have a very special guest, multiple guests today.
They're like single. They're like this beautiful
entity.
One entity, yes.
Into themselves. So if you will remember, about this time last year, we got together with Equity
One.
Equity One is an amazing podcast where they talk to Broadway stars and talk all things Broadway, and they have really cool t-shirts that you can vote on. It's very interactive. Yeah. It's really fun.
And they have a little drink, too. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's Broadway's happy hour.
I love it. So if you are a fan of Broadway podcasts, make sure to check them out. And you are going to hear them talk to us today all about Rent, because we are getting ready for Rent Live.
Rent Live.
I forgot about that. I'm so excited.
I will have to say, like, I always thought it was happening, like, every Sunday of the holidays. I was like, wait, is this it? Wait, is it happening this week?
Is this?
Wait, when's it happening?
Christmas. It's happening
because
Christmas.
Because they said originally that it was going to be at the end of 2018, but then they moved it to January 27th.
I'm still waiting for Bye Bye Birdie. Like, remember that one?
J-Lo.
I was so excited.
Yes, it was going to be J-Lo. Wasn't it? Work.
Well, no, she has her second act, so...
Yeah, she'd do a movie.
We love Leah Remini.
So let's go ahead and get into the wine so that we can talk about all things Rent.
Yeah, I love
Please.
It.
Wine.
Have got this down to, like, a science now. I remember when we started out earlier, we would, like, talk about the show or talk about the person, and then, like, halfway into we get to the wine, and I'm like, give me that. And then when we started getting into the wine right first, I was like, this is the best.
This works.
Well, and I don't forget about it. Sometimes we get to the end of the episode, and I'm like, no, we forgot the wine! Okay, so this is a really incredible wine. I wanted to choose something that was all about collaboration, because having you all in for the podcast, and because Rent is made up of so many different collaborators, which we'll talk about a little bit today. So this wine is a Côte d'Rhône, so it's from the southern region of France, and this is actually created in a co-op. So it's a bunch of different people that are growing grapes in a single vineyard, and then they take the grapes, and each different winemaker makes their own style of wine from the same grapes.
Oh.
Which I think is really, really cool.
What? Yeah.
So they all grow the grapes together, but then they kind of put their own spin on it to create their wine. So this is the 2017 Domaine Le Montagnette.
You're getting so much better.
Oh, my God.
You know.
We're, like, better at, like, convincing us.
Yeah, yes, quite confident.
You're on Duolingo, but just for pronouncing, like, wines.
That would not surprise me if I did that. And the co-op's commitment is to environmentally respecting the wine growing process. And so everything is done super organic and biodynamic.
Love that. Love you, Boem.
If every sentence doesn't go back to a Rent line, we haven't done our job.
And this is a Grenache Grenache Syrah Mourvèdre blend, so a GSM blend, which is popular of the southern Rhone region.
Mm-hmm. And since it's a Grenache, there's like that co-op granola in it. Because that, again, I always think of granola when she says Grenache.
And this one has no yeasts, no filtration, no enzymes, no sulfur. Like, this is basically just wine.
We love it.
Like, there's nothing else that's added into it. Which is really,
like,
really
gluten-free,
cool.
Gluten-free,
So wines are technically gluten-free.
Okay.
For the most part. Some of them aren't, and so you have to kind of do a little bit of research. What I did not realize before I started working in the wine industry was that wine is not vegan.
What makes it not vegan?
So sometimes when they're doing filtration, they'll filter it through egg yolks. Not egg yolks.
Egg whites.
Mm. And so it is non-vegan.
Take that V off of the bottle.
Take the V off the bottle, yeah.
Well, and from a lot of, like, Spanish and Italian and French wines, like, they're not going to put that on the bottle anyway.
Right. Yeah.
And so you just kind of don't know. But I did not know. I people would come into the store and be like, wine is vegan, right? And I'm like, yeah, it's just grapes.
Sure.
Like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Nope, not true.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Okay, so let's go ahead and smell this.
Yes. Oh, it smells really good.
Yeah. So it's super fruit forward and like dried red fruits.
Yeah. Like, this tastes like really drinkable.
Yes. What do you think, Jimmy?
Yeah, definitely. I smell the fruits. I smell the forwardness
of it. Caleb, what do you think? You're not imbibing, but
yes,
what do you
I
think?
Am what not, do you think?
It's sober January, dry January, but there's a very welcoming smell to it that, like, I do love a red, so, like, for some reason.
It's friendly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is very friendly.
Yeah. It's almost like the remnants of a holiday or something.
Yes. Yeah.
Or maybe it's, like, good friends who have been through a lot on one single day, and then the next is the entire year, and you're like, why is the second part of this not as, like, as thrilling as the first, which is one day? Also, hot takes on that.
We have some notes for the production.
Hey, Jonathan Larson, can we do a rewrite? No?
It's too soon.
Let's go ahead and take it.
Okay. Oh, that's really, really, really good.
Yeah.
You want to have one sip?
Can I, like, spit it out? Or what's the, like, rules? Or
can we get you a spit bucket?
I'll get you,
is that how you're supposed
here.
To taste
yeah.
one?
Some, yeah.
Wait.
I mean,
there we go.
You can.
So
I drank it already.
I, like, do the
he's gonna use my Dunkin' Donuts coffee that I finished as a spit.
Swirl, spit.
Sip.
Really do the sound effects. Swirling and spitting.
What
do you think?
Yes, wonderful. That's great.
So what I like about this wine is you can tell that it's done so naturally. Like, it, as opposed to buying some stuff, like, from a grocery store, like, you can kind of taste the additives. You can taste the, like, wood flavor that was added. Mm-hmm. And this is just really clearly that it came from the ground into the bottle.
Yeah, it tastes like grapes.
Yeah.
Juice.
It doesn't taste
almost
like
juice.
But it's not super sweet.
Oh, no, it's not like a...
It's just like... It's really, really clear, right?
Yes.
It's just like...
You taste the fruit.
Yeah.
I like this.
So red strawberry flavor, a lot of raspberry and dried flowers in there. Spicy without being smoky.
Mm-hmm. It's not smoky at all.
No.
Yeah. But it still has, like, some, like, baking spice to it. Mm-hmm. Some, like, cinnamon or nutmeg in it.
Thank you. Keep telling me what a baking spice is, please.
This would pair really well with some lighter meat, so maybe like a lamb even like pizza, like a sausage pizza.
I love red wine with pizza.
Yes.
This is a good one for it.
Hey, also hot take, purchase a large pizza, and then you have meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a couple of days.
So classic.
If you're good at rationing.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm just like, rah.
I definitely find myself being like, oh, I finished this in breakfast and lunch.
Oh, I finished this in...
I rinsed it in the evening.
So this medium body red is, again, a blend of Grenache 70%, Syrah 20%, Carignan 5%, and Mourvèdre 5%. And this 2017 vintage is amazing. So go ahead and check it out. Yeah. Domaine La Montagnette. And yes, I did get this at BTL Harlem, but Yay. It's also widely available. I did check. I went down there and because I haven't been there in a while, mm-hmm. but I still know everybody there. Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. And so I walked in and they're like, what are you doing? And I was like, I need a wine right now.
Stop talking to me. I need a wine.
Like, oh, you've changed.
Oh my God, hilarious.
Now that you're a professor.
Not.
Yeah. Big and mean.
You think I have a question about this wine.
Yes.
If you were like living in a loft and you had no heat, like could you mull this? Like would this be a good like mulling wine?
Yeah. It could. Normally I try to go with something that's honestly not as nice.
Not as nice, right.
To do mulled wine.
Sure.
Yeah.
You want like a $2 chuck.
I mean,
is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because
that's also anything not, that I can afford.
It's like you're making a cocktail with it, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yep. You're well, making some sort of cocktail.
I don't get free wine because I don't have a job.
Jimmy.
You're making a warming up the wine too. Like usually when you're making white wine, you're warming it up, and so you want something that is actually going to have some room to release.
Gotcha. Okay.
And when you have the not as nice wines, then it actually can end up better in the end.
You want the wine to have room to go out tonight.
I love that.
Tonight.
Okay. We are on the French
you
train.
Are?
We
a lot has changed in a year. You grew a beard.
Oh my God.
We have to start talking about red.
Because we haven't yet.
Okay, so we have the 1996 Broadway production. We have the 2005 film version. Mm-hmm. We have the 2008 TV live filmed on stage mm-hmm. thing
it's
that
like
happened.
The final.
I missed that one.
That came on TV. And then now in 2019, we're having Rent.
But also,
wasn't there a short
off
Broadway?
Yes, 2011 off Broadway.
Off Broadway.
Yes.
And there was a Hollywood Bowl one. Wasn't there a Hollywood Bowl?
Probably.
For a quick sec?
But you could put that under, like, there was a tour as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there was a tour as well.
It's been performed in a ton of languages, like, mm-hmm. all over the world. And last year was the 20th anniversary.
Yeah.
2008.
Oh, wow.
18. Wait, that doesn't seem right. 2016.
25th?
No, if it's 18, 22nd.
It
20th.
Came,
yeah.
93 was when the workshop happened, so maybe
right.
that's when they're
maybe,
closing
maybe
it.
Maybe that.
25th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because they kept saying that this is like an anniversary year, which is why they're
doing
it now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so
maybe,
sweet.
Maybe that's it. Maybe the 25th.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
It's never gone away.
Yeah.
It's
you know,
never
it
always
really
been
hasn't.
With us.
It really hasn't. And it's one of 9 musicals that have won a Pulitzer Prize.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Which is so cool.
Name them all.
I can.
Fun Home.
You can? Yes. Okay.
Dun,
ready?
Done.
Of the I Sing.
Yes.
Dun. Fiorello,
yes.
South
Dun.
Pacific,
yes.
A Chorus Line,
yes.
Sunday in the Park with George,
yes.
Rent,
yes.
Next to Normal,
uh-huh.
Hamilton, and
Fun Home. Nope.
Not Fun Home. It was a finalist. Oh, God. I'm at 8.
You're at
8. You're so close. Yeah, I thought it was Fun Home, too.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Maybe it's not.
No. The most recent ones are Next to Normal and Hamilton.
It's... Oh, I want to give you a hint.
Do it.
You
know I know it.
Yep, Nick Jonas.
Nick Jonas.
Oh,
you should
yeah,
know
you
it like
know.
Crazy.
You should know it.
Oh, how to succeed in business without really trying, of course.
Yes.
Da-da-da-da.
You would pass my class.
Yay!
Every student has to know the 9 Pulitzer Prize winning musicals in order to pass the class.
Wow.
And now you have to do it backwards. Okay, let's go.
Hamilton.
So Rent is like huge, 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 huge success. And mm-hmm. we talk about Jonathan Larson being the composer, the lyricist, the playwright, but we don't actually talk about the other people that mm-hmm. helped make this happen. So when I was doing the research for this, I came across people that we don't ever talk about. So Billy Arnoldson, or Arnoldson, mm-hmm. was the person who actually came up with the whole idea in the first place. So oh.
He came up with La Boheme.
No.
Oh,
but
okay.
he
I was like, he's old.
He lived near Lincoln Center. And he loved going and seeing opera in his time off. And so he went and saw La Boheme and was like, oh, you know what we should do? I should write something about La Boheme being in today's time. Because this sounds so much like what's going on in Alphabet City and Weeds Head in the East Village and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And he said, well, I'm not a composer. Like, I can write the play, but I'm not a composer. And so he went to Playwrights Horizons because he had a connection there. And he was given two composers to possibly work with. And he met with Jonathan Larson, and that's how it all started. And they were actually working together on a lot of things. So three of the songs have lyrics by Billy instead of by Jonathan Larson. And those songs are Rent.
Wow.
Santa Fe.
I love Santa Fe, my favorite song.
And I Should Tell You.
Wow, that's also a good, really good one.
Mm-hmm.
Lyrics are not by Jonathan Larson, but they had been working together. They had done the tape recordings with Roger Moore, or not Roger
with
Moore.
The James Bond's Roger Moore.
Not you know. Roger Bart, sorry.
James Bond's Roger Bart.
Roger Bart. But Roger Bart from Your Good Man, Charlie Brown.
A legend.
Yeah.
Legend. Frankenstein.
The producers.
Right? Yeah.
Name them all. Let's go.
So he did the original tape recordings of those three songs.
Wow.
And then Jonathan Larson was like, I need to get out of New York and like go on this cross-country trip. And he wrote over to Billy and was like, hey, can I just continue this project on my own? Like, I think that I have some really good ideas for it. And Billy said, yeah, let's draft an agreement that basically says that I own part of it still. And so he gets
smart man
money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smart man.
Right?
Did you know that George Lucas, like didn't take took a pay cut in the original movie, but maintained the merchandising rights when he was, like, selling it to distributors?
Wow.
He was like, yeah, you can have the movie. I get the merchandising rights. And everybody was like, okay, sure, whatever. And then, like, that's what Star Wars is.
Yeah.
Is
merchandise.
Yeah. Toys. And, you know, so, like.
That's insane.
Good job, buddy.
Money.
Be smart with your contracts, kids.
Right? Well, so who wasn't smart with their contract was the dramaturg. So Len Thomason was the dramaturg, worked directly with Jonathan Larson, and she maintains that she came up with a lot of the story, like the way that things flowed. And she said, okay, this beginning song, Rent, we need to rework this because right now it's super depressing and you can't start a show with it being depressing.
No. Can't start with a ballad.
No one's going to listen. And so she actually, after Rent became a huge success, she went to court with the Jonathan Larson estate because she was not credited. She literally got paid
$50. Oh, no.
That's it?
Yeah.
What?
And so she went to court and was like, I'm not asking to be a co-author on this. I'm just asking for 2% of the author's share because I contributed. I contributed like 1,000 of the 10,000 words are mine. So I deserve something. And the judge actually ruled in favor of the Jonathan Larson family, and she still didn't get anything.
Wow.
What?
Yeah. And she was going to go to the Supreme Court with it, but they ended up dropping the case.
Oh gosh, that's really
so
like
it's crazy.
I would love to really hear intense. Ruth Bader Ginsburg weigh in on it.
On the basis of
I don't know if I have a good RBG. I'm
like impression.
Yeah.
No.
I definitely
like, don't. Hello.
I don't know. No.
that's my old New York woman.
Yeah.
RBG. I don't
know. Any New York grandma.
I rule in favor. Do you want some Skittles? I got some Skittles.
Yes.
So that's some really cool things about some collaborators that we don't get to hear about very often. Also the music director and Lynn Thomason and Jim Nicola, the artistic director of the New York Theater Workshop, after Jonathan Larson died on dress rehearsal night. They got together and said, okay, what are we going to do? Like this, because basically Rent was not good. Like, New York Theater Workshop, it was not good. It had glimpses of good. Mm-hmm. Like the section of Light My Candle, that 8 to 11 minute section,
yeah. mm-hmm.
it was the same. Like yeah. they kept that, which yeah. is pretty incredible.
Because mm-hmm. that's also what's so great about New York Theatre Workshop and things like that is you get the opportunity to not be good and
yeah.
fail and mistake yeah. and learn. And we just had a moment where we didn't get to do that because the guy, you know, John Flesh passed away.
Yeah. yeah. But what are you going to do when it's, like, not ready for Broadway, but you can't write anything new?
What are you going to do? And we'll find out when we come back. All right. We'll see you soon. These messages.
Jimmy, we don't have any ads.
Equity, what is it?
I was about to say, oh, my God, cliffhanger.
So they went back to the early drafts of what Jonathan Larson had written and took lyrics and things from there. But they all, the four of them, had to agree on
oh, wow.
what was going to change. And they all four had to agree.
That's also so interesting. I'm just thinking about it now that they didn't just say goodbye to it. They didn't just like say, oh,
that's it. Yeah,
yeah. You know, it's like there's also something wonderful that maybe it was of the time or maybe they just believed in the project so much that they, because mm-hmm. I'm certain that there are so many projects like that, not due to death, but they just go, all right, we're just putting it on the shelves. We're done with it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty incredible what they did. But I think that everybody, at least musical theater kids and musical theater nerds, has a memory associated with Rent. So mm-hmm. I want to hear your, like, best Rent memory.
Oh, my gosh. Mm.
I saw the production in 2008. It was one of my first New York shows. My
oh
first
my
trip
gosh.
To New York.
Oh.
So it was technically the first product, the yeah. original production. And I sat in
with the original cast?
No, not the original cast. They came in, like, I saw it in June, and they came back. Well, did anyone come back for closing?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I sat in the first row, so.
Wow.
That was amazing.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you got that, like, rush experience.
I did. Well, I paid for it, but.
I know, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, totally.
I guess my first real experience with Rent was with the movie.
Yeah.
So, like, just, like, road trips when I saw the movie when I was younger. Actually, and, you know, I had friends that had the cast recording that we would listen to in their
yeah.
car or whatever,
yeah.
like, on dance road trips. But yeah, like, the movie was my first real, like, exposure to the story and the
yeah.
music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so just, like, watching the movie.
I was going to say the cast recording, I think, was the first exposure, you know, because mm-hmm. I was, like, probably as we all are, just, like, in this hotbed community of little tiny actors doing youth theater,
mm-hmm.
you know, and somebody was just like, here's this. And then we all loved it so much. And then it became like, we would like play it and perform it at parties. And so,
yeah.
Yeah. And,
right.
it became
Seasons of Love. Always.
Yeah. And then it became such a thing that for half a second I was like, I don't like Rent anymore. You know,
sure.
you know,
we've moved on to
You're
Spring
like,
Awakening.
I'm over
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
This is so much more. All right. Also, like all the like SATB choral arrangements of Seasons
of
Love.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yes.
Around the piano on Break It vocal cannon.
Yes.
Yeah. For a second,
one person knows how to play it on the piano.
Yeah. Or just like the opening chord.
Yep. Uh-huh. I'm just going to keep. You go.
I actually did Rent in college, and I played Mrs. Jefferson, Seasons of Love soloist.
Yes,
hey.
Seasons of Love soloist.
I remember this story.
And the I played the old beggar woman, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she doesn't have a name.
Yeah.
Old woman who has by the coats.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it was my first time cursing on stage
oh
ever
God,
in my life.
Damn it.
It was very scandalous.
What did your mother think?
My mother was not there.
Yeah.
It was also the first time that I wore like something besides a dance costume that showed skin.
Yeah.
That, like, we had to be sexy sometimes. Mm-hmm. That was not, like, dance sexy.
You had to be a sexy beggar woman.
Sexy beggar woman.
Well, it's a quick change to the
Alpenite.
She
sells the scratch.
Cat scratch. I just went to Adelaide.
Ooh, I want to see that show. Like, guys and dolls needs rent.
Well, and it was really fun because I worked with Owen Johnston, who was one of the original dance captains on the show, like did it while it was in its Broadway run.
Cool.
And so what was great about the school production is they literally took the Bible, the Rent Bible, and we redid it on our stage. So it was exactly the way that it was done on Broadway.
That's cool.
The exact same choreography, exact same blocking. And that was really fun. But I covered all of the women because I was also the dance captain, covered all of the female stuff. And so there would be times when I'd be like going out on stage and I'm like, who am I right now? Mm-hmm. Old beggar woman. Got it.
What number are we on? What number? I'm like, what literal number? 520,000? What? 70? I don't.
So what are you most excited about for Rent Live?
Well, I'm most excited about Valentina.
Yes, Valentina.
Playing Angel.
Ooh.
I'm really, really interested to see what that's going to be like.
Yeah.
I hope for that, too. I hope she does her, like, Shanae's.
Yeah, she has new Shanae's. If anyone is following along with All Stars 4, she has learned how to Shanae, and she is really, really using that tool in her toolbox.
I tell you, my boss puts me on to manage so that he can go and watch All Stars.
It's a cultural phenomenon.
And I'm like, go, yes.
Yes. So I'm excited to see Valentina and... I'm also just interested to see how they're going to do it for
TV.
Film. Right. Yeah.
Who's the cast again?
So it's Jordan Fisher is playing Mark. Brendan Hunt is Roger. Tanasha is Mimi. Is that how you say her name?
I think so.
It is Tanasha. Mm-hmm. Sure. BVD, Brandon Victor Dixon is Tom.
She'll call in if she does. If we screwed it up.
She's
a
real big listener. Valentina as Angel. Vanessa Hudgens as Maureen. Uh-huh. Kiersey Clements as Joanne. And Mario as Benjamin Coffin. And then Kiala Settle is singing the Seasons of Love solo.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be good.
I think it's going to be great, too.
Sounds great.
I'm interested to see, because they're not doing it like Jesus Christ Superstar. Mm-hmm. So it's not like in a big space in Brooklyn where it's going to look like a show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's going to be like Hairspray.
It's going to be like Hairspray, where they're moving the camera from set to set.
Or like a Grease. Which I loved. Grease was my favorite.
Grease.
It's solid. Yes.
Well, I think Grease was usurped for me by Jesus Christ Superstar as like the best live musical.
I think that Jesus Christ Superstar is my favorite, but only because they did it as a show.
Yes, it was like an event. It was
a film show.
Which is how Grease felt, too. It felt like an event. It felt like, you know, when we saw them going around, it was fun, and it was, like, lighthearted. And
oh, yeah, they, all got in their little golf carts, and they're like, come on!
It's fun! It was like, I was like, ooh, I can't wait for the next scene!
You're part of it!
Yeah.
Well, and Jordan Fisher, like, I kind of feel like that was his breakout, was Grease, because he was Magic Changes.
Magic Changes, with the...
Which I show in my class just because I'm like, we need a break to watch this.
It's like when, you know how like when you're, when a teacher was like hungover and they put on a video? Like what Jessica is like.
We just need it.
It's Jordan Fisher. So again, students, if she ever puts on Jordan Fisher.
You know
what's happening.
You know she did Tannins and Toons the night before.
Those are my best and worst hangovers are Tannins and Toons. Yeah.
But with a wine that had more sulfites, of course.
More sulfites. Fights, you're going to get more headaches.
Not this one. Ooh, yes.
See, look, I learned some from my last
one year ago. Did you just, like, take it to everyone you met and you're just like, you get a hangover because there are sulfites?
No, I've just definitely learned less. Like, I knew more about wine that one day and then I just slowly forgot it all. Sorry.
No, I do too all the time. I forgot about that sulfite thing. On this podcast.
Okay, so we've talked about that stuff. We talked about so what is maybe I have two separate questions. I have favorite song, because we need to talk about that. Mm-hmm. And then also what kind of is making you a little nervous about Rent Live? Is there something that you're thinking, oh, that could not go well.
Yeah.
I'm interested in seeing contact on the,
yes.
if it's going to be in, if it's not, yes. like how the yes. American public are going to take it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think it's, Sonia is doing the choreography, and I think she's pretty brilliant.
Sonia Tai.
Yeah. yeah. My roommate is in it. And so
amazing.
I've been hearing like little tidbits that he can release to me.
Tell us everything.
I know, right?
Name them all. Go.
But they're trying to make it very artistic
yeah.
and tasteful while still getting the message out in the story. So I'm excited to see how choreography is going to incorporate to Rent because mm-hmm. it's not a dance show. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I guess I'm well, my favorite song is Santa Fe.
Yes.
Because mm-hmm. I think it's like a really fun, like it's just really joyous. I just like that song a lot.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
like the harmonies. And I like the scene of like the dance
on
the stuff.
Yeah. On the street. Or not like when they had the coat and the
yeah,
like,
so I guess what I'm worried about is usually my concern with Rent is like I feel like sometimes when we do it in the 2000s, like in this millennium, right? It gets like sometimes I feel like it's treated as it's not treated as a period piece.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And now it is a period piece it because it's so specifically about a specific time,
yeah.
even though it's a time that's close to us
yeah.
that a lot of us like remember or mm-hmm. were born during. So I'll be interested to see if they stay true to like the period nature of the story.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I think that's really important with the
right.
themes mm-hmm. and stuff.
You also,
staying true to that.
I mean, have you seen all the Subway ads for, like, I can't give HIV anymore or something.
Oh, yeah, you're, like, non-detectable and stuff.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, that takes out, like, the bulk of, like, the conflict, mm-hmm. you know, of the if we put it in, like...
Right
now. I don't know if that was, you know, I don't know if that was trying to be funny or not, but...
Well, I think that...
But it's also true.
Yeah.
I also think that the people who are really into Rent right now, I mean, let's be real. The people who are listening, the majority of the people who are listening to Rent are probably between the ages of 13 and 20.
Uh-huh.
They don't remember
no.
that time.
They have no idea.
They have uh-huh. no clue what that was like. I mean, I don't even know
no.
what that was
I
like.
I was knee deep in it when I was 12. Just into the AIDS crisis.
Just.
I definitely was not.
But it was like maybe.
That what you're both saying is completely right, that by not treating it as a period piece, you're taking away the gravitas of it mm-hmm. in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the meaning behind it.
And you try and, like, water it down for it, it's just you're losing it.
Like, yeah. Like, you try mm-hmm. to change it from, like, AIDS to, like, whatever, like, some other
sure.
really
Have you seen that?
Diabetes, it's or, like, or,
right.
yeah.
Did you see the SNL skit?
Yes, with Amy Schumer. Is that
yeah.
what she is?
I think so, yeah.
yeah. It's, like, they do, like, a little kid version. They do, like, an elementary
a
school version. Yeah, junior.
Oh, my God.
And
oh God.
They, he's, like, part of it is, like, I changed AIDS to diabetes.
Oh, my God.
Like,
yeah, I don't...
You need to take your AZT medicine for diabetes.
Oh, my God. I don't see them doing anything like that.
No.
Come on,
no.
Rent Junior.
I think for me, when I was a kid, Halloween was my favorite song because I was yeah. like an angsty emo teen
totally.
And I wanted yeah. to be Mark yeah. forever.
How could a night so frozen be so scalding hot? How can a morning this mild be so raw? Why are entire years strewn on the cutting room floor of memory? When single frames from one magic night forever flicker in close-up on the 3D IMAX of my mind. That's poetic. That's pathetic. Why did Mimi knock on Roger's door?
But
can't tell with that scarf.
No, Mark scarf, and I love it. What You Own is my favorite song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's just like it's.
I think it's there's fun to it, but there's also like there's a drive to it, mm-hmm. and it's very, I think it's like a good, like, I'm gonna achieve my dreams, or so that song, like, it's good, it's a fun song to sing, like, for karaoke. Have you done that? That's
is me getting very old, because there are certain things about Rent that I don't understand anymore. How can you not pay
your rent?
I was thinking about that this morning.
I was like, it from me. I was like, what?
Like
who do you think you are? Like,
who do you think you are? Just pay your rent.
Yes, we always thought of like Benny as like the
evil guy.
He's so mean to them, but I'm like, literally, he's let you live free. He's just asking for some kind of warehouse. Like,
why can't you get a job? Okay, you can still be an artist and have a job.
Right.
You know,
people do it every day.
We do it every day. Every day. All right. Wednesday at 12:30. All right. Friday at 5:30. All right.
Yeah.
Double on Saturday.
If you're
okay?
not fulfilled, just start a podcast.
Right. So I think that that is going to be really hard for people.
That's the only thing that I wish that if it wasn't a period piece, because I would love if they like put a podcast.
Mark like starts that, he's like, what is his first line?
December 24th. Yeah.
He like,
oh, he's a podcaster, not a filmmaker.
Hilarious.
All right, we start from fresh. Page one. Okay, he is a podcaster. Roger is like an EDM artist.
Oh my god. Totally.
And he sells his Beats headphones for an Uber to Santa Fe.
Hilarious.
And everyone has diabetes.
Uber to Santa Fe, that would be
Uber.
Not if you pull.
Oh, like all the way across.
I
seem to get to here.
I wonder if anybody's done that.
Ubered across country?
Yeah.
Wasn't there like Amanda Bynes took a taxi somewhere very far once? Isn't that like
Liza Minnelli did it?
Oh, wow.
For sure. From like Chicago to New York.
Work.
Wow.
She was like, I'm not waiting for this plane.
Can they go just like, I need to charge you twice because I also need to drive back.
Well, maybe you can pick up people on the way back.
Is this just your new life now? You're a taxi driver in New York City.
It's crazy.
All right.
Why you keep everything in your trunk? Everything you own is in your trunk.
Mm-hmm.
You're what you own.
Yeah.
Oh!
You did it. We all did one. Can I say my little trepidation? But I think it's a trepidation. It piggybacks off of what you're saying. It's like, I think that in like productions of Hair, because they've become this thing, because they've become like more period pieces, and because we've come further away from the actual history of it, it sometimes becomes a copy of a copy of a copy.
Sure.
Like when I see, I'm always worried to see a production of Hair, because I'm always worried that people are going to be like, this is what I imagine hippies to be.
And it's all like tie-dye and bell bottoms.
Right,
instead of like what the reality is, you know? And like, that's what I worry about of like with Rent, is just like, I'm going to wear this scarf and these glasses and I'm going to do hand motions and, you know, and that's Rent.
Mm-hmm.
I get that.
I don't think it's not of the Rent live. It's just like of Rent.
Of Rent.
Sure, sure, totally.
Now.
Yeah.
Well, though they need a podcast. Definitely.
I do agree with you, especially because the majority of places that are doing Rent now are high schools and small community theaters and stuff like that. And it's somebody's 13-year-old version of Rent.
Yeah.
That they're not getting to play out.
Yeah. Understand what you're doing, 13-year-old, all right? Have unprotected sex, okay?
Tans and Tunes is not.
All right. Commercial break. Shoot up heroin, okay?
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to get in so much trouble.
Students?
Jimmy.
Jimmy Fan Club?
We're never going to get
an A+. shoot a heroin and send me a photo of it. No. Hashtag.
You're going to get the wrong kind of sponsor.
We are. We need some ads. Okay, so here is the game.
Okay.
Are you ready for the game?
Yes.
Yeah. Now that we've got someone in us, we're going to play games right now.
Best one, yes.
Yeah.
Best one ever.
Yeah, best one ever. Best one ever. Okay, so
you were
the
so
game
great.
Is,
you're amazing.
Can you pick the ways to measure a year according to the songs Seasons of Love from Rent?
Geez.
So I will give you a hint. There are 12 ways to measure a year.
Are we talking, we're not talking about
one.
We're not talking about the numbers. We're talking about in blah,
way.
Blah,
how do you measure
blah,
it?
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. The units of measure.
Okay.
The
does that mean order?
No.
Sunsets.
Daylight.
Sunsets.
Midnights.
Cups of
cups
coffee.
Cups of coffee. Inches, miles, laughter
strife.
You don't sing the song. But in tears that in bridges you burned.
Yes.
In the way that she died.
In the way that she yeah,
that's
yeah.
In truths that she learned or in times that she cried.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right, bridges she burned, the way she died.
In Broadway shows you rushed. And
is that 12?
Hold on 1 second. I just want to go through. So we had daylight, we had sunsets, we had
midnights, cups of coffee.
Inches, miles, laughter,
strife.
Truths that she learned.
Hold on 1 second.
Times that she cried.
In the way that the bridges she burned and
the way that she died.
Yeah!
Yeah. She's doing a lot of stuff. She's burning a lot of bridges.
Look, a lot happens in a year, okay? Like, don't even get me started about my year in review.
The 13th is in 525,600
minutes.
Yep.
That was a bonus.
But what if we measured it in love?
We could measure it.
How about love?
How about love?
That's the 151st rare Pokemon of Rent.
The Mew.
It's a Mew. Thank you. Can we also say, why is Mew 151 if Mewtwo, his clone, is before him? Wouldn't it be 150 and then the clone that comes
it's
after?
Like,
I'm the wrong person to talk about Pokemon logic.
But Detective Pikachu, I'm going to get like my tickets way ahead of time once they go on sale.
Yeah. Ryan Reynolds has never been sexier.
Never been sexier.
All right, then.
Okay, well, since that went by real quickly.
Bam. Go to commercial.
Equity One. Broadway's happy hour. Equity One.
Okay, so here we go. This is one that I thought might be a little bit too hard, but we're going to go ahead and try it. So can you name... Hold on. I have to pull it up.
Pay
can
your
you
rent.
Name all of the things ordered in the Life Cafe?
Meatless balls.
Meatless balls.
Two orders of fries.
Wine and beer.
Wine and beer.
Hold on 1 second.
I can't even, like, hear the melody in my head. Like, the, you know, ba-ba-ba-ba, that was easy. This, I can't even, like... Okay, guys, everybody, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take all this stuff off of the table, and then we're going to reenact it, all right? And get on
the
table.
Only way.
It's the only way.
That's all I've got, honestly. It was wine and beer.
Also, don't go to a restaurant if you can't pay.
That's very true.
Exactly.
Pay your rent and tip your server.
Yeah, right? If you can't afford to tip, you can't afford to eat out.
You can't. Yeah. And if you can't afford to eat out,
don't
go.
If we learn anything from the age generation, it's
okay, so we said wine and beer.
Uh-huh.
We said...
You know what? I hate this musical.
Meatless balls.
Okay. So,
I hope they all get diabetes.
And we did say fries, right?
I said fries. Six orders of fries?
13 orders of fries.
This is like the 12 days of Christmas.
So it actually does because it's 5 something something, 4 something something, 3 something something, 2 something something, 1, and then 13 orders of fries and wine and beer.
13 orders of fries.
Is that it here?
Wine and beer!
So 5, I'll give you the first one and then maybe we can go through there. 5 miso soup.
4 Collins.
This one's really hard.
I'm out.
You're out.
Or, I'm already tapped out.
I got one. I got two.
You did. So it's 5 miso soup, 4 seaweed salad, 3 soy burger dinner, 2 tofu dogs, 1 pasta, $13 fries.
And wine and beer.
Is that it here?
Okay, what about this? How many different holidays do we see?
New Year's.
Uh-huh.
We have Christmas Eve.
Christmas.
New Year's.
Halloween.
Because he's angsty.
There's one. So they counted Christmas as one.
Okay.
Christmas, New Year's Eve.
Well, they're wrong.
Halloween. And there's one more.
4th of July.
Martin Luther King Day.
St. Patrick's Day. Where they get super drunk.
Labor Day.
Valentine's Day.
What the heck is that?
Is that contact?
No, I don't know.
Honey, that's every day, honey.
It's contact?
Yeah. Does anyone know how much Angel paid for Collins' coat in Christmas Bells Arena?
Too much. All right, haggle down.
They did haggle down.
I'm not good at that stuff.
No, I have no idea. I really need to brush up on
$23.
Rent. Like a month's rent.
$15.
Oh, I'm close.
Okay. Yeah. 15. It was probably 23 to start.
And then they haggled it down. I think I remember, yeah.
These are really... This one is really, really hard. Oh, like, all of these things.
Even harder? Okay.
Do you... Say this, and then maybe I'll ask this afterwards.
No. Go.
I was going to say... we're going to play Dreamcasting.
Ooh,
who do you want to be in your dream cast? Ooh, new segment.
I like that one.
Okay. New segment. Okay.
Like, who do we want to be?
No. Okay, who do we want to be? But then also, like, we can do that one. And then also, who's your dream cast?
My dream cast would be Jen Colella as Maureen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It would be probably, Ben Platt as... Mark. It's just like easy.
Right.
And why not like bring in the Dervin Hansen-ness and we'll do
that guy.
We'll continue with Dervin Hansen and we'll have Mike Feist play Roger.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, I like that.
But he will also be dead.
Well, no.
Spoiler
alert.
If you haven't seen Dear Evan Hansen, then I'm sorry. Also, I have not seen Dear Evan Hansen.
Me neither.
We need to have a date and go and see
Let's
it.
Do it.
Those are like the three people that popped into my mind.
Yeah.
You know, Jen Colella.
Needs to.
Her. Yeah. You know.
As herself.
Yeah.
Jen Colella
as Maureen.
Jen Colella in Rent.
If he's so, I'm a good deal.
Or Jen Colella as everyone in Rent, a one-woman show.
Wow. Work.
I would love it.
Yeah. Caleb, what about you?
Oh, no, I'm thinking. I haven't thought of anything yet. I was just thinking the cast of Hamilton as the cast of Rent.
Ooh, that's fun. That's fun.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking
and then the cast of Rent as the cast of Hamilton.
I was thinking of Renee.
Yeah.
Doing, like, Mimi or... Maureen.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she did Rent at some point.
I think she did the live version. What about? I'm trying to think of like somebody super unexpected that would be really good as like Angel.
Danny DeVito.
That is really
super
unexpected.
Super unexpected.
That is unexpected.
It'd be shocker. As Angel. That's a tricky one.
Yeah, Angel is very tricky.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it is tricky because is she a drag queen or is she transgender now? Like, what is in 2019?
Because I would say it's like, it's not tricky. It's nothing like off, you know, it's not, nothing brilliant, but you could like get like Billy Porter or Jay Harrison Gee, who is playing Lola, to play Angel, you know?
But I want to see Billy Porter as Benny.
Totally.
I do want to see Billy Porter as Benny.
I think that would be pretty cool.
Here is my comic book edition dream cast.
Okay.
All right. So Benny is Tony Stark, is Iron Man. All right.
Totally.
Wonder Woman is Marine. All right. I'm going to say.
As soon as that started, Jessica started pouring out.
Why can't we learn from each other? I'm learning about why.
Have I sat through something like this?
That just made me laugh so hard.
wine.
We just take the bottle and just blah, 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 blah. All right, and I'll just say I'll finish it with Batman as Mark because he's like angsty and a loner too.
I love that.
I would honestly see Batman with full cowl, not Bruce Wayne, Batman, full cowl, glasses, scarf.
It's a funny visual.
Put that visual in your head. Yeah, there you go.
That is.
You should draw that.
Done.
I'll commission it. Like, okay. I'll pay you in a year from now. Is that okay? Yeah. Like,
sure. Like, give me 2%. Can you give me 2%?
Like, maybe pay me?
Maybe pay me? You can't? Oh, okay.
Okay.
But also be like, everything needs to be perfect. And why can't I just have it?
I do have a couple of friends who are on the 20th anniversary tour mm-hmm. right now, and they were just in Asia, mm-hmm. and they got so much swag.
Oh, I thought you were going to say drunk.
Any tour that goes out there, they always get, like, swag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like, so many people drawing them mm-hmm. as their characters, mm-hmm. and they loved it.
Yeah, I mean, it's really stood the test of time. Like, people are still, you know, have that fan mm-hmm. that fan relationship with it
right.
that
yeah.
was so that was really the first musical that had that.
Well, and talking True. About speaking about first, like it is the first musical to incorporate the lottery.
Yeah,
first.
Oh, right,
the very
they,
first.
They started that. Yeah, right.
$20 tickets in the first two rows.
Just because. They were fulfilling a need, right? Yeah. For the people or for them or what was it?
It was because they wanted people who didn't have access to the funds to mm-hmm. go
funds
see.
To go see it.
Yeah. To be able to go and do it.
Which is so, I mean, we could go into a whole diatribe about how the 60s and 70s, like you could just like go see a show for however much money, but you know.
Come and take my class at TV. I talk about it a lot.
What if I do show up and I'm just like
notebooks with like a little
with the pink furry pin.
I would still say Mark Scar.
Well, and all I hear is Professor Humphrey, and I'm like, no.
You're like, no, you pour a glass of wine.
Jessica. Jessica.
Like, what do you call me here?
I don't need to take the test, right? I'm good, right? All right. Do I get extra credit for co-hosting the podcast?
No. Okay, well, I want to hear what a little bit beyond Rent. I want to hear what you all are up to in this next year.
Yeah.
We're at the beginning of the year.
We are at the beginning of the year.
Tell me about your New Year's resolutions.
Okay.
Tell me what's going on.
Yeah, not a lot has happened, right, for you guys.
Nothing.
Not really.
We've just been sitting around like bumps on the log.
Yeah, I do feel like that. Sometimes you do need to sit up like a bump on a log, though.
Uh-huh.
It's never like to go.
I woke up today for the first time for episode.
You're in a cage right now.
Yeah, I know. I'm not wearing any clothes.
I'm wearing the castle.
You can't see, but Caleb is in a silk robe, fully naked, and he just came here. He didn't wear a coat or anything. I'm like, it's cold.
It was very cold.
And a wig.
Yeah. And a wig.
You're a Marie Antoinette style.
I was going to say, you're auditioning for the Cher show.
But no makeup. Right now. No makeup.
No makeup.
It's really fresh
Which
face.
Is good. Hashtag no filter.
I know, yeah.
Right?
I'm excited about this year. I think it's going to be fun.
It is. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. Well, the beginning of my year is busy with Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice?
The musical.
Don't say it one more time.
You say
three
like
times.
One person.
You got three times. You're good. The rules are very clear. You'll learn them when you see the show, but like, don't say his name three times in a row.
Is there a song about it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's the rules of the world. Yeah.
We have to establish the rules of the world.
I mean, hello.
Musical Theater 101.
So, especially when you're, like, dealing with a demon from hell.
Right.
You gotta clarify things a little bit. But it's really fun. So, I'm working on that and excited to get the podcast going again.
Yeah, we have exciting, like, guests that we're...
Can you preview... Like, fun, exciting guests coming up.
Just choreographers and...
Yeah.
Choreographers of mega-hit musicals happening this year.
So
we have some people with different kinds of jobs that we haven't interviewed before in
That'll
the theater.
Be
mm-hmm. And we've got our eyes on some fancies.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Some fancies.
Yeah, we're working on it. It's going to be fun.
That'll be really fun.
Tony. That'll be great. You guys don't know Tony? Him?
Tony's great.
Antoinette from... No,
Tony's great. He works at the deli around the corner. He's awesome.
The Broadway deli.
Broadway finest.
Love. Yeah. So, yeah, sometimes I have to do double meat. That's fun.
Yeah, we're going to have him on. It's going to be great.
Yeah. No, I'm excited.
Awesome. Yeah. Caleb,
I think 2019... I always like random goals. I want to like learn an instrument this year. So
yeah.
If anyone has an accordion, that's what I really want to
learn. You really
want to
do an accordion?
I feel like that's like me.
You
want like a baby miniature one. I just like practice the weekends on the A train.
Ask
from 125th to 59th. That's the best. Everyone is stuck with you.
There was a guy on the subway last night who was playing tiny, like the tiny cymbals. And he was just like, clink, 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 yeah. Oh, it was real good. It was, you know, nice ambiance for my, you know, after my double, just trying to get home.
Nothing like forced listenership when you're just trying to get home after a long shift.
Jimmy, tell me about some of your goals for this year, things you're excited about.
Well, first off, he's going to draw Batman.
Mark from Rush.
And that's pretty much it.
It's going to take all year.
It's
going to
take all year. I'm drinking the same amount that I am.
Great.
I'm making the same mistakes.
Yeah. New year, same year. Like,
learning from them like takes too much self-reflection.
I
think if we want to get like a little hippy dippy, I think this is the year where I don't beat myself up for my mistakes, and I do learn from them. I actually like praise them. I go like, great, I made a mistake.
Yeah.
I get to learn from this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was listening to a podcast and they were talking about how when you make mistakes, instead of judging yourself for them, if you go, oh, that was interesting. Oh, how interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then you actually like have a curiosity about your mistakes and you don't beat yourself up and you learn from them.
Well, and because it releases different chemicals in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Just like wine.
Yeah.
That you're not like whenever you have a negative thought about yourself, which I think the statistic is 75% of our thoughts are negative.
Wow.
Which is crazy. And so that if you take one of those negative thoughts and you make it into a positive thought, that you're literally like retraining your brain.
Well, guys, welcome to Tannins and Talking Spit.
Yes.
Right. Tannins of Therapy.
Love that.
I need that.
We're gonna have a podcast network of everything, but it has to have wine in it. It has to be.
Tannins and therapy.
Yeah,
tannins and cooking.
Yeah, I'll be your therapist
tannins
over
and
wine.
Yes.
And my rates are very high.
Oh,
and you
okay.
have to pay for the wine. So
do you have any goals for 2019?
Yeah.
19.
Did I say 2019?
Do you have 19 goals? Name 19. Them.
I don't have 19 goals. I am excited to go back to Texas and to try. I'm teaching some more classes, not just history.
All right.
I'm teaching acting for non-majors and intermediate musical theater dance.
Love.
Yes.
Haven't you already been teaching a dance class?
Oh, I was subbing for tap. And then I realized that I should not do that.
Shuffles. You know what? We're going to watch. We're going to watch Grease. Okay. We're going to watch those magic changes.
Take it away. Well, I made a really big mistake, and I bragged one day about how I had learned the opening 42nd Street mm-hmm. multiple times, and I knew it pretty well. And they were like, oh, we're doing 42nd Street next semester, and the kids need to learn it. Why don't you sub for this class and teach it? And it was so bad.
Oops.
So I learned my lesson, changing learning.
Yeah, of course. Changing learning. Yeah.
Changing learning. You
didn't lie in your
resume. Oh, how interesting.
How interesting. I don't remember it.
Also, I'm out of a job. How interesting.
But I think my biggest goal is I'm actually trying to go cruelty-free with all of my makeup.
Oh, that's a great goal.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah.
And very attainable.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. Yeah. Something that, like, by the end of the year, I can be like, yeah, I did that.
You want to? Do you? What is what's good for me is what I also thought of is like my birthday's kind of like in the middle of the year,
mm-hmm.
so I think it's like it can be like I think a problem also with New Year's resolutions is like we don't like have a thing to check in with. So it's like yeah. if you think of like maybe like your birthday as a start to a new year, which is I think yeah. we all mm-hmm. do. And then, you know, and then you're, so you have like
another check-in point.
Oh, yeah.
You know, to go, like, I did a thing, and then I'll go, okay, this is my new year, and I'll, you know, did that happen? Do I even want to do that anymore?
Exactly. I think it's okay to, like, drop some goals that you've made and be like, that's not attainable, or, like, let's adjust that and be like, there's no number to that. How is it checkable?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just, like, reassess and check in.
Consultation with yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Totally. Can you tell our listeners how they can listen to your podcast?
Yes.
You can find us on Instagram and Facebook at Equity One Podcast. You can send us an email at equityonepodcast@gmail.com. And I always forget about Twitter. Where is that at, Elliot?
It's at @equity_1. And we just launched some merch.
Merch
madness!
Oh my
and so we're giving out
stickers
with our logo on it. And you can get stickers and t-shirts.
I'm going to go to a tattoo artist.
Gosh.
And then be like,
you can get the t-shirts.
Literal merch madness.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
That is so cute, you guys. The shirt is adorable.
And then there's stripes. The sports one. I think it's called football. Or anything.
Yeah. So on our podcast, on this episode, on our feed, you can check out a merch madness section where we talk about this merch. And you can check that out at cafepress.com/equityone. And, just subscribe and rate and review wherever you find your podcasts.
Yeah, and friends and listeners, they are so amazing, and their podcast is so much fun. And I think we are so lucky to have them.
We are so lucky to have them. Yeah, we're so lucky for them to be our sister podcast.
Sister podcast. Okay. And, Demi, where can people find you?
They can find me listening to Equity One. Wearing a sweet football shirt, still with my Mark scarf. I'm on Twitter at @Jimmy_Robertson and on Instagram at @JimmyRobertson.
And you can find me at JMHumphrey1 on all of the things. And we really would love some new rates and reviews.
New rates and reviews.
For the new year, especially because we will pair your review with a wine.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That is a deal.
This comes not – this will be after – never mind.
We do have some really exciting exciting events and exciting guests that are coming up.
Yeah,
we will have just presented at Broadway Con.
Yes,
so exciting!
Yeah, so much fun.
Yeah, and that will have gone beautifully and wonderfully.
It was so amazing!
It was so great.
Oh my goodness, that moment when that woman threw that chair.
I loved how you guys talked about wine.
The talking about the wine in the show.
That was great.
We had tannins. And we had tunes.
Yeah.
And we had ampersands.
It was great. I loved it.
Yeah. But you can go on to iTunes and Stitcher and rate and review, and we'll pair your wine with your username. And we also are still pairing a dollar with every review and donating it towards fire relief in Napa Valley. Because we really want to help that area of the country produce even better wines that we can drink them. And so you can go on to, again, iTunes and Stitcher and do all that, or you can find us on Tans and Tunes on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, and send us an email at tansandtunes@gmail.com. I think that's it, you guys. I think we did it.
We're ready
for Rent Live.
Rent Live.
500, 25,000, 600, 600.